In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi there, welcome to another episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. We know that the year is already advanced. We are already in the month of February. And believe it or not, we are still setting more goals. So this is the fourth out of the five goals that we are setting for the year. And today, our first goal is inspired by the scripture in James 4 verse 6. It says, we should humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that he may exalt us in due time. As we set our goals for this new year, let us make cultivating humility our number one priority amongst the many other goals that we've listed since the beginning of the year. You know, friends, humility is a virtue. It sets extraordinary individuals apart from the rest. It is the key to unlocking greatness within ourselves. When we encounter someone, for example, who possesses wealth and power but remains humble and accessible, we witness a true embodiment of this virtue. Humility is not about thinking less of ourselves, but rather, I think it's more about thinking of ourselves less. It is about having a modest view of our importance and recognizing that we are no better than anyone else. I think that's the click. It's not about us thinking that we are not enough or we are not able to do whatsoever, you know, people entrust us with or to go for those big opportunities, etc. No, it's more about us thinking of ourselves less. It's not about me. What shall I do? Why am I not getting this? Why is it me? You know, it's more about a modest view of our importance, why recognizing that we are no better than anyone else. With humility comes wisdom and the ability to continuously learn from others. It means approaching every interaction with an open mind and a willingness to understand different perspectives. This means, for example, not envying a colleague who is maybe better at doing a certain thing than you, but instead being humble enough to go and ask, how do you do this? What are the tricks? What are the things you do to get this done? That is humility. Not thinking too highly of yourself. Not thinking that the others are less. But knowing that others have a tremendous value they can add to your current life, you know. We learn and we grow by learning. Learning from others. Having that humble spirit to listen and to learn helps us to become even better individuals. Beyond that, God promises a reward to those who embrace humility. He promises to exalt them in due time. This reward goes beyond personal gain and recognition. As the humble individual acknowledges that their position and successes are not solely of their own making, they understand that everything they have achieved is through the grace of God. So basically, everything achieved being through the grace of God will definitely be unto the glory of God. Like Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10, I love this verse. He actually reinforces the idea that his accomplishments, his successes are only possible through the grace of God, that he is what he is by the grace of God. This humbling realization keeps us grounded and prevents us from becoming, you know, arrogant or boastful, depending on our own strength. It is through humility that Paul was able to fulfill his purpose and also be able to bless those around him. The same way we can be able to finish this race called life when we remain humble under the mighty hand of God. Humility allows us to recognize that our help comes from God, the creator of heaven and earth. It reminds us that our journey is not solely about personal gain, but more about serving a greater purpose, serving others. Like, all our accomplishments are to unto others, to help others, to lift others up. So this means when we embrace humility, we are empowered to make a positive impact on the lives of those around us. That is basically the drive behind a humble spirit. A humble spirit uses all opportunity to help others, to promote others, and to just cause their lives to be better. In conclusion, let us remind ourselves of the importance of humility in this year 2024. As a community, let us engage this and support one another. Let us unlock greatness and growth by applying the principle of humility. When we humble ourselves, remember, under the mighty hand of God, we open the door for Him to exalt us in due time. So, as we embark on this new year, yes, it's already February, I know, let us still make cultivating humility a priority. Let us approach every interaction with friends, with family, with colleagues, with wisdom and a willingness to learn from them, to learn from everyone, to shift our perspective a bit and to gain new understanding of things. And let us remember that our success lies in being a blessing to others. Thank you for listening to another episode of Kingdom Living. We are blessed by you just tuning in, listening. You taking the time to listen to this episode is already a blessing to us. And we pray that this episode has blessed you as well. If it indeed has blessed you, we encourage you to share it with those around you. Also, kindly rate this episode or the podcast in general so that everyone can be able to find the podcast Kingdom Living. Until next time.